We're going to talk about Jesus today. And so if I were going to ask you all, what's Jesus mean to you? What's Jesus mean to you all? Think hard.
Love.
Hmm?
Love.
Love? Love? Very good. That's actually one of the things I was going to say today. Did you read my notes? Okay. What about you, Don? What's Jesus mean to you? Can say the same thing, Dalton. And that's, you know, and that's fine. Dalton asked me one day about baptism. We were talking about baptism. What's baptism mean? Baptism is something that we should do because Jesus did it. So, you know, that's an example of what he did. Nicole, you got any thoughts? Yeah, okay. How about, is Jesus love? Well, we all agree. Jesus is love. And that's probably the best way to describe who he is the fact that he loves us. He loves us so much that we probably will never be able to realize how much he loved us until we get to heaven and we get to see him there. Probably. We can think about all the great things that we have here and all the good things and the great moms and dads and parents that we have and the nice warm house that we have and the great schools that we have. And that's part of the reason that Jesus loves us, because he wants us to have good things. So let's be thankful for that, okay? Let's pray. Lord, we are thankful for your love. And thankful, Father, that these guys realize that it is your love. And that we can celebrate life because you loved us so immensely. So we give you thanks for it, Father. And help Nicole, Lanny, and Dalton, Lord, as they go to school, to love everyone. Sometimes it's easy to love friends, and maybe it's not so easy to love those that we just don't like. But you didn't give us a choice. And so we give you thanks that there are some things that we don't have to think about because you've already taken care of them. We thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Thank you.